Wyoming game warden Joe Pickett encounters bad behavior on his own turf, only to have the FBI and the DOJ ask him to stand down in the new novel Wolf Pack from bestselling author C.J. Box. The good news is that Joe Pickett has his job back after his last adventure in The Disappeared. The bad news is that he's come to learn that a drone is killing wildlife, and the drone belongs to a mysterious and wealthy man whose son is dating Joe's own daughter, Lucy. C.J. Box is the number one New York Times bestselling author of the Joe Pickett series, 5 standalone novels, and the story collection Shots Fired. He has won the Edgar, Anthony, McCavity, Gumshoe, and 2 Barry Awards. It is always a great pleasure to welcome C.J. Box back to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me back. I appreciate it.
What a great pleasure to have you on the program. From my count, this is number 19. How could that be?
I feel the same way. I never thought there'd be a number 2. So I'm happy that we're announcing number 19.
So when you started this process, was it always your intention, your want or desire that, I would like this to be a series?
No, it was not, actually. The very first book, called Open Season, came out in 2000. And when I wrote that, I was more concentrating on the issues within the book, which is endangered species and outdoor resource-based things that I wanted to explore. And it made the most sense for me at the time to do that from the point of view of a Wyoming game warden who would be embroiled in these kind of issues and controversies. Not intending a series, no. It wasn't until the publisher decided to publish it and offered a contract for 2 more books with Joe Pickett, the game warden, as the protagonist, that he started thinking about a series. And I'm very grateful now that the framework that was established in that first book was strong enough that 19 books later it still holds.
So in this novel, and I don't want to ruin it for anyone who hasn't read the previous books, but Joe has his job back in this book.
Right. At the end of the last book, The Disappeared, he was in the back of a state trooper's car being shuffled to the state capital of Cheyenne, where the governor intended on firing him in person, and because Joe did some things that the governor didn't like. In this book, he's got his job back. He's got a new home. He's got a new pickup. Everything looks pretty sunny, which, of course, if anybody who's read the series knows,
yeah,
when things are looking up for Joe Pickett, they're going to take a turn real soon.
And the turn comes in the form of drones, which is interesting. So tell me given your background, given your interest, what got you thinking about drones and how they could be incorporated in this series?
Well, I think the first time I started thinking about them was that there was some controversy in Yellowstone National Park in Wyoming a couple of years ago, where tourists were using drones to buzz some of the wildlife. And it was very difficult for law enforcement to figure out who's piloting them if they can't find them on the spot. And then I did a little more research and found out that drones have been used to scout and target wildlife by unscrupulous hunters. There's laws against it, of course, but it's hard to find those guys when it's happening. And I thought that would be an interesting opening, is that the introduction of that kind of technology into kind of a, landscape where, big winter herds in the late spring would be a good way to start it out.
As I mentioned, the title of the book is Wolf Pack, and that title, you would think it was, again, having to do with wolves, but it has another meaning in this case.
Right, it's got a double meaning. There is, in fact, a pack of wolves
that show
up,
yes,
in the Bighorns that Joe Pickett is called out to a rancher to investigate. But at the same time, excuse me, I have a cold. At the same time,
everyone does.
There's a group of 4 assassins from the Sinaloan cartel that are slowly moving their way north from Arizona toward Wyoming after a mystery target. And they are known as the Wolf Pack. It's 3 men and a woman.
Tell us about the partner that Joe Pickett finds himself teaming up with in this book.
Yeah, for the first time, there's a female game warden introduced in the series. there's in real life, there's 3 of 50 game wardens in Wyoming that are female. And I thought it would be very interesting to have the point of view of a female game warden. Readers who've read most of the books know what Joe Pickett does and how he does it and the kind of encounters he has. And so I thought it would add kind of a different angle to it to have some of it told from the perspective of a female game warden. And I was lucky enough to go on a ride along with a female game warden named Kim Olson, who's about 100 miles over the mountains from where I live, and ride along with her and get an idea of her perspective on things and how she has to deal with things a little bit differently. She's very well respected, very professional, but you know, a female game warden walking into a elk camp full of drunk hunters has to approach it a little bit differently than a male might.
And it gives, obviously, it's a fascinating perspective, and I would think in the reading of the novel that the dynamic between Joe and the new warden is fascinating.
Well, and they're two professionals working together, but it also has the nuance of the female game warden's husband being a little bit resentful, and her basically being the breadwinner for that family, and so she's got some issues of her own.
When you look at the topics, we mentioned drones, but there obviously is a lot happening in Wyoming. There's a lot happening in the parks. How do you keep track of that and realize what is interesting and good for the fiction that you write?
Well, you know, I can only kind of go by my gut on these things, and over the years I've sort of found that, you know, issues and new controversies that I find interesting, generally readers do as well, because it might be something they're not exposed to, or they've only heard one side of, or have not delved too deeply into it. You know, the fact that a wolf reintroduction, which is something in this book, has a lot of different sides to it and a lot of different stories, and I like to be able to write about those controversies in a way and trust the reader to come down where they may. So I just, you know, I live in a small town very much like Saddle String, and as I wander around during the day or go to the post office or go to the grocery store, I hear snippets of conversation on what people are talking about, and I tend to kind of hone in on some of those.
What is it, do you think, that is interesting? I mean, I could ask this question about why do you think people are interested in crime fiction? But I'd like to go just a little step further of what do you think that people find so? Because these books, often when crime writers write about certain areas, they are they're considered regional fiction, and yet these books are bestsellers. They are certainly understood by everyone, and I find that fascinating because it has to do with a very particular part of the world, and yet the issues here are resonating. What is it, do you think, about them that does indeed resonate?
That's a good question. I think I agree with you. I find it fascinating. But I'm a reader too, and there's nothing better in my mind than reading a book that's set in a place where the author knows that place so well that it almost feels like you visited there over the length of the book, and you probably know more about it than most of the locals. And I think about people like when James Lee Burke writes about Louisiana or Michael
Right.
Connelly writes about Los Angeles. I love to see those places through their eyes because they know it so well. And I feel like a smarter reader, and I learn a lot. And I try to do the same thing in rural Wyoming, which is much, much different than the urban settings, but has its own character as well. So that's always my goal. And I think there's lots of readers who kind of approach books like that they want to not only find out who done it, but maybe go to a different place and different culture.
Number 19 in the Joe Pickett series is Wolfpack. CJ Box is the author. It's always a great pleasure to have you on the program. Congratulations and best of luck with the new book and the future work as well.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me back. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure to have you on the program. Again, thank you very much. Again, the name of the new book is Wolfpack by CJ Box. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.